last week I was at the Pennsylvania Municipal League Conference in Penn State, and at one point I had to review a section of the third-class city code. And I saw something in the duties of the mayor that said, the mayor shall submit an annual report to council and the public that includes recommendations on ways to improve efficiency of the city government based on the prior fiscal year and any other recommendations the mayor deems to be in the public interest. So I solicited Tom Breath, or I texted Tom Breath, and I asked him, I said, in the context of the city code, what does shall mean? And he texted back, the term shall means mandatory, no discretion. Okay? Oh. So that means I'm supposed to do this. So I've been kind of waiting to do it until you got back and everybody was here, because it doesn't say how or when the term, the report should be given. It's sort of like the State of the Union. He shall from time to time, all right? So, but I'm going to take the time tonight to give you a few thoughts. So when I was, and actually, Ryan, you're the one that said this, any of the events and things that have happened over the last year. The first decisions out of the gate for me and my fellow council members were, I think, two of the best ones we made over the last year. We were faced with an empty seat because of my election as mayor. And we began the process to select a new council member, and we decided on Councilman Dan Herr. Right after this decision, we were faced with another open seat upon the passing of our friend and Councilman Mike Walter. We began the process again. We settled on asking Fred Reese to join us. I think these have been important and wise decisions. Along with Councilman Christie and Councilman Scheer, it's been my privilege and, yes, my pleasure to serve with these men. Our work together has been cordial, productive, and free from many of the unpleasantries and vitriol that have plagued other councils and governing bodies everywhere. I want to thank them all for their dedication and the time spent in service of our citizens. I will say that I keep hearing that over and over again, that this is one of the most congenial councils that they've seen in Butler in years. Somebody asked me today, I was at the Justice CGAS luncheon, and somebody said to me, but they met me for the first time. He said, oh, you must have some pretty lively council meetings. And I went, no, actually. Yeah, I said, they're pretty sedate. I said, we get along pretty well. Now, of course, we can't get anything done without the talents and hard work of the employees of this city. And it's my philosophy, and it's always been my philosophy, to make sure the right people are on board in the right places. Then the best management style is to get out of the way and let them apply their talents, facilitating and supporting as best as we can, and intervening only when called upon. We are fortunate that our city employees have, by and large, performed well and have moved this city forward. And that's the most fundamental goal I have. I said when I came into office, I don't care if I built anything as long as we were moving in the right direction. Now, in particular, I want to thank all the department heads, particularly John Evans, Ron Huey, Tom Schuller. I never talk to Tom Schuller and everything gets done. You know, it's like amazing. Jimmy Ciprian, certainly Chief Svitala, Chief O'Neill, and every employee who works with them in their departments. I said thanks to Treasurer Linda Graham Greek and to Controller Barb Hall, especially because you stepped forward when there were those vacancies again and are serving the people of Butler. I count on and value the counsel and work of Tom Breath. Tom advises me on more than just the legal things sometimes. We have good coffees and good discussions, and I really appreciate that. And if you'll indulge me, if I name the people, particular employees that I work with every day, Carrie Dowdy, Myrtis Frederick, and Anna Pritz. Of course, in addition to our employees, there are the volunteers, including commission and authority members and committee members. They also use their talent and work diligently for the most intrinsic of awards. They don't get paid for it. It's just for the good of the community. And on a personal note, this is personal here, I wanted to single out Veronica Walker over at the Redevelopment Authority for her hard work and commitment and being another among the many who has taught me a great deal. I sit down with her, I go, explain it again, and the one time I was in there not long ago, she said a whole bunch of the acronyms, and I went, I understood about 85%. That's pretty good, all right? Finally, I'll close the thank you section with special thanks to Mindy Gall and her commitment to our city and its residents. And I was in her office today, and Roy Huey said that she worries about more things in our city than anyone else. And Mindy looked at me and she said, I don't worry that much, do I? And I said, yeah, you do. And when even when it drives us all crazy, that's a very good thing. Worrying about the details keeps us all honest. It keeps us things from slipping through the cracks. And I want to thank you for your dedication and for worrying, Mindy. Thank you. Now, as far as some specific accomplishments from last year, there's some highlights. Approval of a $1.3 million grant to improve our parks and playgrounds. Pointing out again that this proposal was put together under pressure, but with great professionalism and competence. Continued improvements to the streetscape, including initiatives begun under previous administrations. Completion of the Sullivan Run project. I had to put that in there for you, John. Okay. Successful and safe staging of festivals, parades, Foodie Fridays, and other events on our city streets. And there's more to come. We're adding more this year. Okay. And particularly, I thank Chief O'Neill and all the officers and Chief Swithall and the fire department for the work that they do. Improve communications with state, county, and township elected officials and leaders. I don't think we talk more than, I don't think they've ever talked more together with us than what's been in the last year or so here. And new businesses and new investments leading to potential high impact development, such as the Penn Theater and the former middle school. And I think there's much more to come. So much of that future success will be dependent on the work that we've done and moving along the initiative that is the Bassa Sale. Working in conjunction with other dedicated and talented people in the township, BASA, and the legal and communications team that we have retained, we stand on the edge of what I believe is generational change for the city of Butler. Upon completion of this deal, the city will never be the same. Councilman Shearer has said to me many times, this is the most important decision he will make as a council person, is to select the manager of these assets. If we do this right, this will last far into the future for generations of city residents. The right investments will bring positive growth to our city. And that's one thing we haven't talked about there. You know, doing these things will mean more investment in the city. The benefits of citizenship will exponentially improve, while the cost of citizenship will stay flat. So we're going to go get nicer parks, nicer roads, better equipment, everything like this. The citizens aren't going to be paying much more, okay? Anymore. In other words, there'll be more bang for the buck. There are many needs in this city. There are numerous wants. The charge I put in front of this council, our employees and our citizens, is to diligently work to carefully utilize these assets and meet these wants and needs with foresight and with fiscal responsibility. I've said often that I have the most selfish of motives. I want a better Butler for my family, my grandchildren, and many more for generations to come. And that hasn't changed. And we all want that. Future is bright, it's filled with potential, and I hope everyone connected, even in the most remote and distant manner, uses their energy to achieve what I know we can achieve.